What La Navette does with the collaboration of the International Atomic Energy Agency is to conduct the surveillance of these major animal diseases. That is going to the field to collect samples and making the diagnosis to know exactly which disease is causing the problem, and then give them some line of advice and report to the government, and then they will induce the vaccination to stop the spread of the disease.
Now, the IAEA is not so well known for working in this particular field. It's more well known for its safeguards activities. So what does the IAEA do in the animal production, animal protection field?
You see, actually, we are advanced in the whole sub-region of Africa because of the IAEA, the collaboration we have with the IAEA. We have trained a lot of African laboratory technicians in La Navette, and the IAEA has given us a lot of support with equipment, reagent. Take the example of this lamb PCR that we can take to the field and then run the tests on the field, in the farm, to identify an outbreak, to say exactly this is the disease causing the problem.
You referred to this new LAMP PCR. It's the next way that the joint FAO-IAEA division is helping you at the moment. This looks like a very small device, almost like a portable laboratory that you can take into the field. Now, this must be a major step forward.
Yeah, it is a very wonderful development because before, we used to go to the field, collect samples and take them to the lab to run the test. It takes some days, some weeks, even some months, you see. But with the lab, you go to the field at the farm, like the pen site test, very efficient, is a real-time technology with PCR. That's a molecular, that is, even no matter small the pathogen is, it can be identify, especially based on the genetic material. So for me, this LAMP technology has really revolutionized the diagnostic techniques all over the world. We were dreaming of getting some such a thing. So the joint IAEA FAO has now produced this equipment and given it free of charge to La Navette. So we are using it now already on the field to diagnose some outbreaks.
Animal diseases are on the increase in many parts of the world, Cameroon not being an exception. Now, your organisation here, you're doing your best, but what needs to be done? What do you need to try and tackle this problem successfully?
One of the things that we need is more training. I was trained by the IAEA and the FAO. So we need to get specialised. You see, there are many diseases, and you cannot be at the same time virologists, bacteriologists, parasitologists. We need to get people specialized on viral field so that they can deeply look into the problem and be able to solve the problem. You see, when you diagnose a case, it's already 50% solved. You don't know which disease is, which type of vaccine are you going to administer? What are the line of control you are going to apply? But when you diagnose a disease, it's already 50% done, control. You can now give advice, which mode of action to be taken, which type of vaccine to be administered, how to administer the vaccine, which locality should be, what can be done, you see. So we need more people to be specialized on areas of the epidemic surveillance of these major animal diseases, and then vaccine production. We should be able to produce our vaccine based on the local strain that we have in the locality so as to really contain the outbreaks. And then the veterinary services should also be efficient. So the governor is making all efforts so that everything should go better and better every day. Actually, they are trying a lot, but still we are trying to improve, like using a kind of, especially those diseases that should be declared automatically. You see, it should not take time. If there's any outbreak, the government should be aware quickly, and then everything should go faster. Cameroon is very vast. The borders are very porous, especially animal crossing all over. All those things, we need more assistance because the veterinarians are ready to work and the government is making a lot. But still, with the assistance of the FAO and IAEA, we know that we can improve far better than this.